Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mud. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bey would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one.
The local police, not all, just the ones who roll like beef.
Gang two.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang three.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown ass man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Huh. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters. H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator. HJS. Kilroy. Still rolling.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. This is chapter 4, verse 7. That's right, chapter 4, verse 7. Been doing this for a little while now. And this is Man in the Streets. That M-A-N is an abbreviation, acronym, standing for music, activism, news. Hey, for those online, I appreciate the ones who listen online every week. But I want to point you all up to that corner that tells you you can dial 646-478-0944. You can dial 646-478-0944. Come in live and direct. Oh, wow, like the 216-215 phone number. We will get to you, 216-215, in just a few moments. But I do have some ground rules that I have to lay out, because if I don't want to lay those out, people will say, you should have told me. And then I'll be feeling like, you know something? You are absolutely right. I should have. And, wow, I'm glad that some of you all left the computers to at least dial in, or the smartphones and all of that. I'm looking at 216-486 as well. And I'm going to make this easy by giving you three quick disclaimers. And there's only three of them. Here you go. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show. So have pens, paper, pencils, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two. This is a good one, too. If you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long because this is an hour-long program, but I will listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. I feel the creator has allowed this show to be in existence, and it's about sharing a lot of ideas. As a matter of fact, when it comes to sharing ideas, before I do anything else, I would just like to take the time to let people know that I'm thankful that this program is still in existence. And with that being said, let's go on to our first phone caller who's decided they want to stick around and talk. And before I do that, and I get to the 216-486 phone number, I am going to take a look real quick and let people know the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment the past week. Number 10 spot, debuting, Black Odyssey. They have a hot show coming up this week. Number 9, Sheriff Kilroy, listening to us and performing this coming Friday. Number 8, wow, moving up a notch, Emax the Image, DJ at New Life's CD release party this Friday. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, moving on up, Black House Sounds. Major show coming up at Cleveland State University. Wow. That'll be coming up shortly because of a Black History Month performance. Number 6, T-Rilla moves up as well with a major show Friday, March the 6th. More on that later on. Moving up a notch is Eastside. Major show this Friday as well. That ought to be very, very interesting because this Friday, Eastside show, we'll talk about that in a little while. Number 4, debuting, North Coast Kings. They had like a movie debut at the symposium last Friday, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Number 3, the debut of Sea of Red. That was a nice little debut at Cleveland State University. More on that later on why they debuted. And moving up to number 2, Cleveland State University allowing Spitboxes FM, A Voice at Radio, and Sea of Red. More on those two things in just a little while. And number 1, the debut of Spitboxes Flowmasters from voiceatradio.com. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Since you've been waiting on the line very patiently, 216-486, how are you doing? 286-486, how are you?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm here more so to listen today, listen and learn, rather than try to give info. Because I'm sure you have much to offer. So we'll
get back
and relax and enjoy.
I hear you, and I appreciate that as well. As a matter of fact, we're going to do everything we can to give you as much information as possible. All right?
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. As a matter, and I'm looking at certain things, and I do my best to honor all requests as I can. So before I get into any of the entertainment things or anything like that, I'm going to look at something that's happening right now that I feel is very important to look at, which just so happens to be Fist Up, Fight Back. Fist Up, Fight Back. Let's go with what's happening this coming Saturday. This Saturday, 2/21/15. And for those who are outside of the 216-440 area and you're listening, feel free to come on down to Cleveland, Ohio, because at 2 p.m., Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother, speaks at the Cleveland Public Library, the main library branch, Lewis Stokes Wing. And that's at 325 Superior Avenue, 325 Superior Avenue, downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, if you didn't hear this tip, you'll hear it only here. If you're going to that, do your best to arrive around, we will say, 12:30 p.m., 1 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier, because Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother, will be speaking at the library. And in light of the turbulent times, that's something you'll definitely want to hear. That next day, 2/22/15, that's this coming Sunday, 6 p.m., Cleveland's Candlelight Vigil for Tamir Rice at the Cadell Rec Center. That's 1910 West Boulevard. Now, look, people, I'm sure you all are like, Cadell Rec Center, 1910 West Boulevard. Look, it's right between, we'll say, 99th, and you're going towards between Denison and Madison, the Rec Center, right across from the Cadell Rapids. All right? I want to let you all know so that you can plot a course to get there by bus, by red line. You know how to get there. And that's at 6 p.m. on Sunday. 2/23/15, that's the following day. That's on a Monday, 12 noon, Justice for Our Fallen. It's the event by the Black Studies Student Elites at Cleveland State University Student Center, 2121 Euclid Avenue. If you wish to, 1999, that's the main classroom building, the Black Studies Department, at 11:30 a.m. to prepare to march over. But if you're getting there a little bit later or towards that time frame, just make sure you're at the Justice for Our Fallen Student Center, 2121 Euclid Avenue, right off of 21st and Euclid. You can enter that large facility from off of 21st or 22nd and Euclid or Chester. So that's some things that's going on since our caller asked for that type of info, some information. I also want to let people know, since I'm on that, that this Friday, February 20th, Eastside, New Life Team Takeover, the Redemption Album Release Party at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Anatomy Nightclub. Also performing, Spade 216, Young Tizzo, Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy. Performance information, 216-860-2557. And a big Stop the Violence Movement announcement. I'm proud of my man, Eastside New Life Team Takeover, because he wants to get some things out and deal with that. So I really, really have a lot of respect for him on that. This 216-215 phone number, 216-215, you're on live. What's on your mind this fine evening?
Hello, how are you, Mr. Porter?
I am doing my best. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I enjoyed your program.
I appreciate that. We do our best if we can to get that done. We really do. So we thank you for that.
And also,
and what
to
is on?
What's on my mind is, remember when I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about the abortion that was going on in by the Harlem Post, how the women were losing their lives to abortion? Oh, gosh.
Right.
Remember I talked to you about that?
Yes, I remember that. That was around 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken.
So you said you were going to check into it. I was wondering, did you check into it already?
I did begin to check into that. I know that when it comes to the whole subject of abortion, that from my standpoint, and I remember saying that before, the whole thing of eugenics came up. And my thing is, when you're playing into that particular thing, you have to understand that eugenics is a nice term, a nice, nasty term, as you would call for racial genocide. And that's what they were using, the term ethnic cleansing, a few other things like that. And it's very interesting that some of the main people who were into, we will say that the main people who started and worked on abortion, some of the main advocates who spoke on that, even speaking down south, they would term it and let people know a lot of it they didn't intend on abortion dealing with, let's say, their own people.
That is why you see so many abortion clinics in the urban areas and the inner cities.
Yeah, I know you said check on it. You said get into it.
Yes, and when it goes into that point, we look at, I think some of the main people that I've talked to and that I've seen, we have it off, I'll take one in particular, if I'm not mistaken, right off of Shaker area close to or next door to the Carlin Post newspaper building. And
right.
For me,
I
have seen that a lot of people, what's that?
That's the building I was telling you about.
Yeah, and when I took a look at that, a lot of people feel like, or they've confused the two and said that, well, our rights and the right to life movement is tied a whole lot of different movements. And that right to life, well, not the right to life movement, but I'll say that abortion rights is the same as holding women back and holding black people back and holding this, that. And I'm going to say that my thing is there are some strong people and strong groups out there that have begun to sit back and speak out against that abortion, and I'll tell you why it started. After you came with that particular phone call, a few people I noticed from OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, they spoke out on it and said, watch what you're doing and why you're doing it, maybe within a week after your phone call. Our president from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, he spoke out why I, person Donnie Pastard, brought that up in our meeting. So in checking on it and putting it out there, that was a strong message that you brought. I asked you, what would you like to see done? Because, see, there are already small protests that happen, but a lot of our people have not gotten into that. I will also
I like for all abortion clinics to be closed down. That's what I would like, duh.
Okay, that can be worked on. And I'll tell you why. We'll put it out here like this.
Mm-hmm.
We have not gotten or received the, I will say, the paperwork that you say you had seen on. That was the main thing with Brother Art. We need to know and find out, like some of the deceased, was it because of complications through abortion or how many complications via abortion?
Yeah, it was because of that. They got real sick and they covered it up. Yep, because that girl, Yolanda Edwards, she had an infection. She died from complications from abortion. About three of them did. I know one girl named Yolanda. I can't remember her last name. She died from complications. A lot of them, like seven.
Okay.
A lot of them come from another part of, like, Dayton, Ohio. They weren't even from Cleveland. Only three of them they were from Dayton, Ohio, and the rest of them was from, from a local area. They died from complications. They was at University Hospital. They pronounced they was dead until after 2 or 3 weeks. That's a shame.
So this is what I can do for you. And my role is Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I would never get out there and say, well, you shouldn't have an abortion. You should have. But people should know. When you know better, you might think and do better, like Eat to Live, certain things like that. So what my job is to follow up with you. I have your number, and this is what I personally let people know out there on the air, that I will personally make it my responsibility to talk back with you off the air, get maybe one or two names, and do a personal follow-up on that. Because right now, when I went to check on certain things, it didn't list up, because a lot of times the allow you to have your abortion, and you don't have to give a main name. But when it comes down to dealing with complications, you just gave me something I can work with within 7 days, meaning, 6 days from now, we'll be back on here by next Monday, and I could deal with that in more detail.
That's great. That'll be great. Because you know who got a lot of information is the Column Post. They did a lot of stories on some of the cases too at Shaker.
Mm-hmm. And I know that they did a lot of stories, and I know people picketed the place. But one thing I would like to go further on is, why is it still open?
Yeah,
and
right.
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. So if you will work with me on that, I will make
okay.
sure to take a strong look at that. And I
okay.
appreciate that phone call.
Okay.
And I hope and pray you have a very safe evening, and you will be hearing from Man in the Street on that subject.
Okay. Great.
All right. No problem. May you have a great evening and hold a line.
Okay, you too.
All right. Now, see, that's the one thing about Man in the Streets, if it deals with music, activism, and news, if somebody brings up a thought, problem, or what have you, and I can write it down right now, one of next week's topics, which will be, we have to find out why these places are still open. And if you're wondering why I am talking so slow, people realize something. This is just a little tip. If you're going to work on something, write down what you're about to do and how you're about to handle it. That way you can set it up for yourself and you won't forget later on. So now it's in my own Rolodex of things to deal with. As a matter of fact, people ask for a little bit of information. So I will say before I go into the next thing that last week, and that was Wednesday, talking about getting into some action, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, First Ladies Dynasty Social Club, Reverend Pinckney Butts went to Chalk Lines Barbershop, where Thursday, before last, a lone gunman walked in at 8:30 p.m., killing three men, wounded two more men, and a woman. We were warned by Warrensville Heights Police to postpone the vigil. The same murderer must have threatened to shoot up the funeral. But if you're going to fix your community, fear of evil won't stop you. While they were still taking out inventory, which was blood splattered debris, our message was clear. Know something, say something. James Box called the suspect's name, and 4 hours after our vigil news conference, the Warrensville Heights police chief, they held themselves a little news conference, and they said that Douglas Shine, 20, was the suspect. And thanks to the public, Douglas was taken in Friday morning, 36 hours later, on East 71st and Harvard. Like I say, if you say something, then see something. And I also want to take the time, give a couple of things where if you want to listen to some more information, 646-478-0944, the same phone number here. You can use it for Hood Talk Radio, which is 9 p.m. Wednesday, Cleveland Standard Time. International politics broke down to a local level. EMAX and the Mindset. You can also use the same number of 646-478-0944, Hood Tunes Radio, EMAX and Music Business 101. That's usually on Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And like I say, I love giving out information and doing certain things. So before I go and play the next track, I just want to say real quick for those who don't know, the ultimate slap in the face came from the Cleveland Police Department's Sergeant Johnny Hamm. He was given 10 days off without pay by Police Chief Calvin Williams for writing a Facebook post supporting six cops indicted in their roles of a November 29th chase that led to 137 shots. So Mr. Hamm sued Cleveland in federal court saying Chief Williams violated the sergeant's free speech and right to due process since Chief Williams gave the punishment. Now, Sergeant Hamm wants $500,000. Now, number one, what about Tim and Melissa's constitutional rights? And number two, victims of police brutality take city taxpayer money because cops don't know how to act. Now, cops in Cleveland are figuring out another way to take our money. I'm going to go and play my man Eastside. Come back with a couple of more things, and I'll be right back after this. Since my man Eastside has this performance coming up this coming Friday with a lot of other people, including myself, hey, this is just something new.
Yeah. What up, Mr. Silent? No life change. No life.
That nigga walk through for me. Hey. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through.
What
I got all these hoes staring when I walk through.
What
I done make a few bands on them.
What?
Hey, why me walk through?
What I?
Right. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through?
Hey,
how to make a few bands on them walk through?
I remember way back when them niggas hate. I remember way back when them niggas face. Now I got these haters mad cause I fucking made it. Huh? Like money, I got they pull up in the drop, eh? Coffee color cream got me looking like a latte. So you know I got mine, leave it with a crack spine. Face on the flat line, go ahead, give me mine. Hard work, no play. Quickly, when I dump the case, slump them in the monster made like bitch, I'm a month away. Put them boys play harder, shift you down to your side,
throw him in the garbage.
What I feel of you niggas, dolphins. So it's time to pay homage.
Life is good, baby. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through.
What
I got these hoes staring when I walk through.
Hey,
I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Watch me, watch me. Hey, why me walk through?
Big money, baby.
Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Got these niggas mad cause I'm back on. So I kill them all black with the mask on.
Damn.
Hit him for him whipping his two down. Yeah, I know the man cause I'm so on. Beating Rambo, front door Lambo. Back door shooting fast so you know I'm right high. Hit that tangerine, outside purple rain. Oh, they young and they flyin'. Double bag money on the side, got a fly chick. Damn, and I am that man.
I'll be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through.
No.
I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. How to make a few bands on the walk
through. Hey, why me walk through?
Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the walk through.
Money music.
Team New Life, baby.
Yeah.
That's out. Great. Good job. Same way in the building. Money music in the motherfucking building. Ha! Yeah.
Definitely enjoying things on none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. You know, we might have a few surprises before we end up off the air, because it looks like I might be getting into a couple of other things. I just wanted to let people know real quick, there's a reason I'm getting into this announcement, that none other than T-Rilla, who will be headlining. T-Rilla headlining March the 6th, like I said earlier, 9 p.m., U.S. Riders, Lil Chico, Solomon Kane. Wow, YMZ, Young Millionaires Must Be Back at the OPN Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue in Taylor, next to Park Avenue. Lady Beatrice will be on hand to perform, and it should be co-hosted by none other than Chris Bleek, the brother who had, like, that nationwide hit, What It Dooski, and tours with 71 North's Big Moochie, and a brother by the name of Al Porter Jr. Man, I'm getting around too much in this area. And I'll tell you that, I really am. And when I say I'll be getting to some surprises, trust me, I will. I just want to go back in time a little bit and say that, first off, it was a busy day on Saturday because the Hip Hop Workshop, February 14th, showed that love of hip-hop the past February 14th because it was the Spitboxes FM movie night, meaning Flowmasters. And I want to give a shout-out to some of the people who were in the house, such as Hattie Porter, 100,000 Grand, Team New Life. Yeah, Team New Life was in the house. Reverend Pamela M. Pinkney Butts. And also want to definitely get up there and say that I was very thankful for all of that.
And the reason that I was is because you had none other than, and it was a blessing to be there, a big blessing, because along with that, $100,000 sponsored free food for everyone. You had on the panel Promoter Frog. If you haven't seen that brother, Immortal Thug, Soulja Boy, photos and all of that. CGS was also on the panel. My man, $100,000 was on the panel. And Crush Groove, the 1985 movie was shown. And that movie, of course, starred none other than Sheila E., Fat Boys, Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Blair Underwood. Spoke a lot about the music industry. And we wanted to talk about some of the truths with the music industry then and now. You also wanted to deal with the fact that there was a CD listening tour for Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter, and Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department and VoiceItRadio.com's Spitboxes FM. They sponsored the film. And if you haven't heard, Spitboxes FM, Flowmasters, that airs Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at VoiceItRadio.com. And then following that, it was nice to go over to the Sea of Red rally that happened in Cleveland, where Tamir Rice's cousin, she brought a Ferguson speaker in to speak about certain things and the correlations. That happened at the Cleveland State University main classroom auditorium, where black leaders across Cleveland connected black in partnership with the Speak Up at Cleveland State University, Black Studies Elite at CSU, Cleveland Action Coalition Against Police Violence. And for those who say, well, it's not really in the Bible, like Jeremiah 31:15 said, and that's on their program. I didn't just throw it in there on my own. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. And then if you go to what Asada Shakur says, it is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains, followed by Genesis 4:10. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, meaning Cain, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. So that was very, very powerful. You had a lot of powerful groups there from Cleveland. You had so many different groups. Revolutionary Books was there. Puncture the Silence. My man King Swisher was in the house from OPN. So all the positive people seemed to find each other at that one. And I really, really was just amazed by that particular event in itself. I really was. I just want to get to one quick thing before I play something, or maybe a couple of quick things. I'll make them quick, I promise. I want to let people know that if you choose, you can check out our Facebook or Blog Talk, Who Has the Power Radio, D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio with Miss Contagious. They definitely follow the show, and they definitely do support. If people are wondering about what we do, you can check us out at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, our meeting, which is at 14715 Euclid Avenue. It's the storefront across the street from the Shrimp Boat at the Euclid Lee intersection. It's the resource center. And you can reach blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com is the website. And Black on Black Crime Incorporated is the Facebook page. And you can also find a brother by the name of Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And before I lose my train of thought, it's about damn time. A group of citizens and minority contractors might recall Mayor Jackson, citing his defensive posturing against the U.S. Justice Department findings against the police department. Now, Attorney Mike Nelson, Black Contractors and American Center for Economic will hold public forums where the first one will be Wednesday, March the 4th at 5 p.m., Kinsman Square Party Center. That's East 93rd off Kinsman in the plaza. Now, Mayor Jackson responded in a brief written letter that it's the right of citizens within the charter to request a recall of any citizen of any city, elected official. So he did at least respond in his letter and say it's the right of citizens within the charter to request a recall of any city of Cleveland elected official if they believe that's what they need to do. It's different from when he said it is what it is years ago. Now, Norm Edwards, president of American Center for Economic Equality, said Jackson failed the black community and abandoned the inner city for downtown. Norm also said Jackson went up against U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine's assessment and said they didn't know talking about which slapped black people in the face. Norm claims the mayor is giving cops a pass to kill, maim, and injure. Wow, and that Jackson is the worst mayor in the history of Cleveland. Norm will lay out Tamir Rice, 137 shots, and spending $758,000 on a no-bid contract racial disparity study, which was done in 2013. I believe we talked about that a couple of years on our program. Now, by May 1st, that's when they're thinking about having enough signatures, but they would have to start getting petitions for a recall by at least April 1st, since it would take 30 days to get the 12,000 signatures, and you only have a 30-day pass to be able to do that. I find that very interesting. What I'm going to do is take the time, play this track. I call a brother's name earlier. He'll be performing on March 6th. Goes by the name of T. Rilla. He's phenomenal. We'll be right back with you shortly with some phenomenal information.
in the area.
Welcome back. Definitely welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and definitely News. And, you know, with Chapter 4, Verse 6, wow. I just want to say that in looking at something real quick that people might not think about or even realize, when I say that I plan on getting back and doing certain things, we just want to say that with the argument for legalized abortion typically falls along these lines. Women are going to get pregnant and have abortions regardless if they're legal or not. At least it's safe. A lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of women that it was not safe for. And especially like Lakeisha Wilson, who was 22. And the reason I believe the Calling Post particularly got in touch and in tune with that case is because it did happen a couple of doors down from them. A lot of people do argue about that. They say that abortions are the safest, but that is definitely not the case because the greater risk of complications, including death. And when I say that, it's a subject that I'll definitely get further into because I have no choice but to, for the simple fact brought to me is something to check out. But everybody does not realize that if the practice of eugenics that was started from Greece was used not only through Greece, but all the way through from certain terms and certain ways of ethnic cleansing to destroying and making sure one race is more powerful than the other. And with the total pandemic and areas of the minority growth, if you were to look at how many black African American, you name it, so many cities and down the line, guess what? We are definitely not minorities. So I'll go back to my program after saying I want to look at that more next week because we definitely are not minorities. How can you be a minority when you are the predominant race in so many cities across urban America? And there are certain things that you just will not find in certain areas in abundance. Number one would be Arab-owned corner stores and a great deal of abortion clinics. That's just something to think about. Going back to certain topics at hand. So see, that's why I say Music Activism News. When you start doing things on a show like that, that means whoever's doing the talking on the show with that type of name is supposed to start immediately. And you do go to certain points like I did, saw that there were a few things that were not prevalent or available. When given a chance to follow other links, then I can become much more knowledgeable and deal with something head on. And as our group began to deal with certain things, you know, we will never get out there and say, you can't do, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. But if you provide information, you never know what changes it can cause and occur. And I just want to thank our phone caller for at least doing that. I'm action-oriented. You give me something to do, I'll jump up and get right on it. Getting in on something is a part of what I did a few weeks ago when the Cleveland Stater, the February 2nd, 2015 edition, the Ohio Task Force on Community Police Relations, appointed by Governor John Kasich, held its first meeting in the Weishin Auditorium on Tuesday, January 20th. The 24-member task force was announced in December after a series of incidents in Ohio and, you know, around the nation. And the task force will analyze law enforcement policies, the criminal justice system,
and police training, among other issues brought to its attention by the communities. Now, Cleveland State University professor Ronnie Dunn and former Cincinnati Bengals football player Anthony Munoz are some of the individuals involved. Governor George Voinovich and former Congressman Lewis Stokes serve as honorary co-chairs of the task force. Former Ohio Senator Nina Turner serves as co-chair and hosted the majority of the meeting. This is Dunn's area of expertise, as he has done research on the subject for the past 17 years and has completed three separate studies of the Cleveland Police Department. Dunn came up with the idea of the task force. I'm cautiously optimistic that the task force will be able to identify critical areas of conflict and need between police and African-American minority and adversely impacted communities. That's all that Dunn said. He hopes public safety will be enhanced while impartial and the policies are created to improve the relationship between the community and the police. He thinks the task force held their first meeting in Cleveland because of the recent police-involved shootings and the fact that there are five Cleveland-based members on the team. The first half of the forum comprised of presentations from U.S. Attorney Stephen Dettelbach from the Northern District of Ohio and David Kennedy, director of the Center for Crime Prevention and Control at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. That's very interesting. Now, here's something that came up, because the second half of the forum allowed members in the approximately 100-person audience to provide their suggestions to the task force and ask questions. And it's an array of individuals they spoke. Alfred Porter Jr., vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, suggested that officers should be drug tested if major incidents occur. More than one member of the audience suggested that police policy should be posted online for public review. Audience wanted the task force to understand that they believe race is a very important factor in excessive police force and encouraged task members not to ignore this fact. That was a very powerful meeting. I'm very thankful that I was able to be a part of it. Before I take the 216-316 phone number, I would like to go to real quick announcement coming up that Black Odyssey will be at the Agora performing this Saturday, February 21st. Black Odyssey will be at the Agora performing this Saturday, February 21st. And that'll be very, very nice performance. It's around the 5,000 area, 50th between Prospect and Euclid. I plan on being there to support those brothers. I met them all the way back in 1998. You can YouTube Black Odyssey to see their quality at BLAQ. O-D-E-S-S-Y, B-L-A-Q, O-D-E-S-S-Y. I know why they spelled it that way. That way they can't be sued. You take something and you spell it a certain way, copyright it, and that's what you do to make sure everything is up and up. I want to give a couple of minutes to this 216-316 phone caller who decided to chime in. 216-316, how you doing this evening?
Hi, it's Alexander.
How you doing this evening?
Wonderful. Well,
I'm doing great.
Started listening. The task force, I'm sure you have to put down your participation, is nothing but a whitewash and a cover-up. You got the same politicians that are going to be there. They're going to come out with some report. They're going to pat themselves on the back. They're going to be able to tell the black voters that they did something when they didn't do anything. It's just like every other task force that's been done and coalition. You got the same politicians running their mouth, but when it comes down to it, they're not going to do anything. Okay? The whole problem in Cleveland comes down to lack of leadership. Frank Jackson is incompetent to be mayor. Because he's there and he picked the wrong people. So in order to fix the police problem, you need to fix the upper management. Frank Jackson, the police chief, safety director, they need to go to the unemployment line. And that'll teach every other mayor in the... in the United States.
Do you feel?
Gotta go.
Do you feel that this time, with we will say, we talked about that at the very beginning of the program. How do you see a recall effort that's coming up being able to actually work? Because that is one thing I would love to see work. So I'm going to ask you, in your opinion.
Obviously, there what we have out there now is a team of people that were able to pull off the red light camera. And they were able to convince 80% of the voters to tell Mayor Jackson no more cameras. His lies didn't work. His intimidation didn't work. His threatening to arrest the people that were protesting to eliminate it didn't work because everybody in the neighborhood understood the situation, that it was nothing than thievery by City Hall, and they had a chance to spank Frank. And if this, if that team comes out with it and gets it across, that the management of City Hall has to go. And it's not just Frank, it's his henchmen. It's people like Freddie Collier, the city planner, is the one who screwed up Public Square. Another problem, bad management. The ins and outs of exactly how a recall works, I don't know much about.
I got you. They plan on the way it's set in the charter. Once they start and pull those petitions, they will use it, and they gave a date that they plan on it being done by May 1st, so that's a 30-day period, so that plans on they would start maybe around April 1st or close to that so that they could have it done and in within a 30-day period. So that's basically on that end. But can I ask you just one question? And I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to answer this. Who is Sam Miller? And it's on you. Who's Sam Miller?
Sam Miller and his brother-in-law, Al Ratner, Sr., own Forest City Enterprises, which owns Terminal Tower, the Ritz-Carlton, land all over the place in Cleveland. That's probably your Prince of Cleveland. Is he owns all these companies that control it. And obviously Public Square is his front yard there, Terminal Tower. I mean, if you had a house,
right,
you know, you walk out the front door, so he's getting a brand new front yard on the taxpayers' money. But he's a very old businessman, long term, been around a long time. But, you know, he's part of the, if you want to call it, rich billionaires downtown that control the city. And everything's for them and nothing's for the people.
I appreciate you. Hey,
okay.
No, you are the official business person as well as Black history person, Black inventors who calls in, if I'm not mistaken, every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m., shameless plug, on the Art McCoy radio show, WERE 1490 AM, which airs on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or www.newstalkcleveland.com, as well as the fact you deal with business facts, unapologetically you deal with business facts, at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's the committee that you handle, and I'm glad that you do get that type of information out. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And like I say, that man is one of the realists because that man actually went out there in helping fight against the red light, speed light cameras, and they went to put cuffs on him and do a whole lot of things to, stop that man. We did have one phone caller that came in, left the conversation, and we'll give him time enough to get himself back to this conversation. I want to let people know real quick, because I get a chance to do these things sometimes, that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, it airs Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceradio.com. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And SOTC Radio, 89.3 FM tonight. That's at 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org. And you have 216 Radio, 89.3 FM, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org as well. And, you know, I love being able to get a whole lot of information out. That's one of the things that we're supposed to be able to do. So the one thing that I choose to do, if I can do that, which I think I will, is that I want to say and go to a couple of things that did happen the past week. And I will say that a little while ago, I attended something at the Ken Ferguson Party Center, located off of 4071 Lee Road, located in the Lee Harvard Plaza. And it was the step into the flair of Designer's Palace Centuries. And it was interesting. In memory of Blanche Boone, who was the mom and all of that. And I just want to go to a couple of important things. Like, you had Denise D.D. Tufts, and she was the main designer. And Serena Wynn was a singer. And you had Patrick Washington, who was the MC. Hell of a job, but that's not what I want to look at. You had the roaring 20s fashions going into the new, the black dress and more. It was mainly during the Valentine's Day, right before then. It was Sunday, February 8th. Mrs. Denise D.D. Tufts Carter with Mr. Russell Carter Sr. And I remember his son, Raphael Carter, who was shot and murdered April 29th, 2013 at 123rd and Saywell. And what I got a chance, I was asked to speak there, and I'll wrap it up real quick because I wanted to let the people know that it's funny and sad when I, as a member of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, that I remember vigils or murders, like seeing his face. I can remember how things went down as vividly as watching Jordan shooting a buzzer beater over Craig Elo. Cavaliers, or Ernest Byner's fumble with the Browns many, many years ago when the Browns were a winning team. But that wasn't why I was there. I wanted to speak on the fact that the good news, and the good news is you look at what the father, Mr. Russell Carter Sr. did, and how Mrs. Denise D.D. stepped up and did something to stop violence, to put out anti-violence programs. To make sure that that was a focus. Instead of staying down, they rose up and shared that example that a lot of people don't get a chance to share. So I just wanted to throw that out there and put that out there, that that is something that I feel is very important that a lot of people don't realize, that from a tragedy, you can step up, step out, and do great things. I do want to let people know that the Cleveland Soul is back. Every Sunday, restarting this Sunday at 7 p.m. That's at 1146 Prospect Avenue, the Rapscallion Bar and Grill, Deli. And that's Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. This coming week, legendary Silver B in the mix. The promoter himself, legendary radio man, will be in the house. We'll have some people like the singer by the name of Kaylin. My man Savage would be doing poetry. That's a beautiful thing in itself. I want to say that I thank you all so much for at least giving me things to do. And I just want to say I thank you so much for everything that was done. We will have a couple of reports, including we're going to talk about abortion theory in full. I'm going to take you out on something and how I feel about everybody who's here. This is like the Love You song, other than Sister Monica Phillips. Thanks again for being there. Be blessed. Stay up. Love you all. Peace.